Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound.
My name's Eli Waltz. I'm an artist that does a lot of traveling. I split my time between Geneva and Washington, D.C., Geneva, Switzerland. I recently moved there. Thank you to Kalista here for hosting me, and to the station for having me. The song is called Sally Jane. It's inspired by a story from the childhood of my now wife. When she was growing up in California, there were these birds that lived behind her house in the backyard. And whenever, I guess, at some point these birds had learned, they were swallows, they had learned to attack people as an effective means to protect their eggs. Presumably, I don't really know. But they essentially, whenever the kids went outside to play, they were told they had to wear helmets. And I thought that was really, really quite funny. And I wrote this song about that, I guess, experience. It inspired the first lyric, I'll say that. And then, my wife's neighbor, her name was Sally. And so this song is called Sally Jane. Swooping swallows, helmets on, don't forget to run. Finger painting caterpillar shading from the sun. Too many grown-ups killing all the fun. Run into the backyard woods never to be found. And all my life I have known Sally Jane, Sally Jane, Sally Jane, don't go. And I longed for frolicking with her. And every Sunday fled the church, lest you find yourself a bended knee. And all my life I have known Sally Jane, Sally Jane, Sally Jane, don't go. But summer's past, and I withdrew. You were too cool for me. Yes, I left home and you stayed put. And the woods unlocked, and the birds still swooped, and the grown-ups remained none the wiser. Swooping swallows, helmets on, don't forget to run. Finger painting caterpillar shading from the sun. Too many grown-ups killing all the fun. Run into the backyard woods, never to be found. And all my life I have known. Sally Jane, Sally Jane, Sally Jane, don't go.
It's Eli Waltz on Fiddlin' Around. You ready to talk about the album, the EP that just came
out? Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited. So that just came out on September 6th, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes,
is that correct?
That's correct.
That was just earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
October Juleps, and it is just stunning. And I think we talked about this a little bit before we started, but it's, I love the way it was mastered. It feels very vintage. It feels very timeless and warm, and it's it gives me a little bit of a Pete Seeger vibe with the simplicity of the guitar, but then also the brightness of it all together. And it's it feels very nostalgic to me, even though it's very, thanks, very new. So I'm happy to have you on to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Kalista. And I would say, well, first of all, the mastering, I agree. Mixing and the mastering of it was done by a great friend of mine and a phenomenal songwriter and violinist up in Bellingham, Washington, Hannah Wyatt. She and I actually released a collaborative album together in 2022 called Waltz and Wyatt. She's phenomenal in her own right, and I recommend everybody to check out Hannah Wyatt. And so she did a lot of the editing there, but the album itself, kind of creatively and musically, was just my first project EP where it was just me solo. Everything else is either a full band production or working with a multi-instrumentalist producer who put on, you know, a lot of bass or keys or other kind of instrumentation. But this one is just, I'm standing alone.
Yeah.
And I like that about it on its own, but also it's part of this tradition that so many of my heroes have these recordings of the same thing. People like Townes Van Zandt, Bob Dylan,
totally,
Dave Van Ronk, who we were talking about earlier. So it's kind of not a nice moment for me just in this, my career, to have something that feels like I'm more of a torchbearer.
Absolutely.
And not just trying to like kick down the door and reinvent some sort of wheel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure it's freeing too, just in the process of recording, to not have to worry about all the bells and whistles of, we have an ISO booth over here and we have, are we all together? Yeah, it's
every one of these tracks was a single take.
Yeah. Oh, take. No way.
Yeah, there's no, like, the harmonica is not dubbed in or anything.
Wow.
It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually some of these videos are, it was all captured on video, on like a standstill video by the guys, the studio itself in Frederick, Maryland, called Treetop Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a YouTube channel if anybody wants to see, like, just me in the room playing these songs. If they don't believe me.
Yeah, that it was, it's hard to believe, truly.
But yeah, it was a really lovely experience, and it is, surprisingly, I'm releasing it now, but it was actually recorded quite early on.
Really?
Yeah. And so there's in many ways I feel like the songwriting has developed, and I look forward to the next, like, rung of, or the next wave of releases.
Totally.
Because they're a little bit like fresher in a sense.
And I'm sure when you break through that first barrier of just getting this whole collection of music out at once, it makes it a little bit easier to move forward with doing more of it.
Because
it's hard to put things out and have it immortalized forever, I'm sure. And it's once you do it, it's out there and it's great. And you don't have to worry about it anymore.
I agree. Some people really stress about listening back to stuff they've released and like wrestling over it. But I think the best way is to kind of just move on. Just keep the songs close to your heart if you can, and play them if they still speak to you, but not in this unproductive kind of neurotic reviewing of the things you've released. It's, you just keep going. You keep, I don't feel really that much shame or pride. Mm-hmm. It's just there. It is what it is. The music's out there, and I'm going to continue to keep trying to speak true to whatever iteration of my music there is right now.
Yeah, you got it. Well, I'm hoping we're going to hear some more tunes from that EP today. It's Eli Waltz on Fiddlin' Around, and let's keep her going.
This song is called Tibetan Bones. It was written about an experience I had in Tibet. There's this temple on the outskirts of a town called Shangri-La, which is on the border of Tibet and Yunnan province. And this temple is called the Chicken Temple, which was actually the working title for the song for a while, Chicken Temple. But Tibetan Bones, I think, captures the gloominess a little better. But yeah, when I was traveling there, I went with my traveling companions to visit the temple. And in order to get up there, you had to pass through this graveyard. And it's so high altitude there that you're just running out of breath after going a few steps uphill. And so we're all panting. There were all these really, I don't know, they looked like very ancient headstones. And I just remember thinking it was a really strange feeling, us breathing so heavily, this symbol of life around this dead quiet, like you couldn't hear anything. It was so silent. Graveyard. And it struck me as just very bizarre. And I wrote this song based on that feeling that I had. So here it is, called Tibetan Bones. Heavy breathing among sullen stones cuts the thick silence atop Tibetan bones. To stir the air above these hallowed mounds is to stoke my love of earthly sounds. Watch you drift, watch you settle, watch you sit, watch you glimmer, watch you die, watch you move. Watch you, watch your step change. Mid-death, shrink back to life. Walk towards heaven now, roll back time. Lose weight and burden, text minds talk. Walk through the holy land to find hollow stock. Thank you. Watch you settle, watch you sit, watch you glimmer, watch you die, watch you move, watch you, watch your step change, mid-death shrink back to life, walk towards heaven, narrow back time, lose weight and burden, text minds talk, walk through the holy land to find hollow stock.
Just bone chilling. Oh my goodness. It is, even this tiny little basement room, it's just, this it
haunted,
transports you.
NYU
there are ghosts here. I'm 100% sure. Of course. Oh my gosh. It's like bringing the Western snake-eyed blues scariness to a whole new level.
That's a high
everywhere.
Compliment.
Absolutely. Totally. Mm. Once again, it's Eli Waltz on Fiddlin' Around. And here's a question that I'm going to throw at you, which I like to ask everybody. And it might be a little hard, so don't give up. But if you could describe yourself in a 3-song set of songs that are not your own, what would they be?
I think have to be one of them would have to be something by John Lee Hooker. Maybe he has a song called Hobo Blues that's phenomenal. It's hard to pick a single song. I'll just say John Lee Hooker.
Yeah, there you go.
As in general, part of it would be, I would say, When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
Oh yeah,
it's just like it has that rockiness that in some of my songs, not so much solo, but you can hear the influences of rock. And then I guess, it's got to be Townes Van Zandt.
Of course.
Probably not one of his super famous songs, but it's called Like a Summer Thursday. And I don't know. There's just one lyric in particular that hits me really hard. And I think it's inspired, like, the romance that I feel towards songwriting came from maybe that lyric, maybe his whole. Everything about Townes Van Zandt is pretty phenomenal and inspirational. He was unbelievable.
Truly.
Yeah. Nobody like him.
Well, that's a great set. I would listen to it. I'd be there for it. You could do 3 songs and get out of there and it'd be great. So
I agree.
Well, I want to talk about you traveling a little bit more. Just as a troubadour, as a wandering, a rambling soul, one might say, in the country world. I would love to know what the most important lesson you think you've learned on your travels has been, whether that be about your music or about you as a person.
I would say for me, the most profound change coincided when I was in China for the longest stint in 2013 and 2014. And I can't say it's all thanks to traveling or China. It's also partially about growing up. But I think through my time there and just being this young 20-year-old something guy, I felt like so much more confidence in what I was doing. It felt so right. And I was also like, I was just kind of like a bachelor at the time too. And that was a huge part of it, in all honesty, was like, I was becoming like more confident until that point in my life. I really had a lot of insecurities about everything, about how I looked, the music that I played, like my intellect. I was an insecure person. I was a very late bloomer as a kid. And so it was thanks to that time traveling, I think, that I kind of, I don't know, I really grew into myself. Mm-hmm. And it all intertwines with music and personality and
frontal lobe development. I feel it.
Hashtag prefrontal cortex.
Oh, it's tough out here.
But it's yeah, I know, especially you're
We're not there. It's still growing. It's still on its way up. But
women develop sooner than the male frontal lobes.
It is true.
And so you're probably good.
Oh, thank God.
Probably you're at the. You're
I was
out,
a little nervous.
You're out of the woods.
Oh, good.
But a lot. That's why so many young dudes. As I was walking in, I was like. Like, I just turned a corner onto the street. It went from, like, people with headphones, adults, and the New York streets to, like, a lot of young people.
So many low-rise baggy pants. So many.
I was on the phone with my wife. I'm like, please, there's a bunch of students here. Basing on my own college experience, I only walked, like, 30 seconds past these. So I can't judge the NYU. But I would agree that the college experience... If it's done right, should be totally creative time and unencumbered time where people can think what they want and say what they want and think and create however they dang well please.
Tell them. I also love to talk about home because, as you know, Americana and folk music, folk in general, it's about the folks that do it and the folks that have done it for generations, and it's got a very deep connection to the feeling of home. And as someone who's been kind of everywhere all at once, I'm interested to know how you've stayed connected to a sense of home, and if you've been able to find that in all the places that you've been to and with the people that you're surrounding yourselves with.
Yeah, well, for me, home is very closely associated with the word belonging. I think home and belonging go hand in hand, and not every place that you travel you feel a sense of belonging. Sometimes that's what makes it exciting, is you are sticking out like a sore thumb in your own mind, if not in the real world. Everybody knows that you don't belong, but I mean the sense of home seems a little bit sharper than it did before, because now that I've moved again outside of the U.S. to Switzerland, and now I'm back here for the first time since moving on this tour, I do feel more at home in this country than I do in Switzerland. And maybe it'll be a different story in Germany, because I have such a strong connection to that place. But right now it does feel just kind of easy to be here. And I really do appreciate, I'm not running away from home as much as I feel like I used to. Yeah. And that's what inspired me to, like, when I had my opportunity to go to college, my parents permitted me to go as far south as DC. So I decided that's where I'm going to go, DC, to get away. Mm-hmm. And it was an amazing experience. And then I went even farther, as far as anybody can go, from Massachusetts to Beijing. And I think there's something really incredible about leaving home. You learn a lot about yourself, but sometimes it's not because of all the good. Sometimes it's in reaction to the bad that you learn things about yourself. Like, you see something that you disagree with, that disagrees with you, and you kind of learn more about yourself through that.
Well, this is Fiddling Around, and we've got a couple more tunes to go, so let's go ahead and get started.
Sure. Yeah, so this next song is an important song. It's not mine. It's by Bob Dylan. It's very tough, especially if you're a bona fide kind of patriot of the U.S., but I do think it's an important song that Bob Dylan wrote, and it inspires a little bit of introspection about ourselves. So I'll let the song do the talking, and it's called With God on Our Side. The country I is called the Midwest. It's tight and broad over there. The law is to abide. That land that I live in has God on its side. History books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. Yes, the cavalry's charged. Country was young with God on its side. Spanish American War came and it went. The Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize. With guns in their hands and God on their side. First World War came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead with God on your side. Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. as taught to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate and to fear them, to run and to hide. And accept it all bravely, with a God on our side. But now we've got weapons of chemical dust. If fired in, we're forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button, a shot the world wide. Accept it all bravely, with a God. Through many dark hours, I've been a-thinking about this. Whether Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had a God on his side. So now, as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head, fall to the floor. And if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Love that song. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. It's a tough song.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
But it's, I agree.
The story songs are always the hardest, but they have the most payback. Payoff.
Yeah. They're, yeah. Hopefully not.
Not payback. The revenge.
In this song's case.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah. Well, it's Eli Walls. I want to close this out because we've only got two more tunes today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're headed to Philly in just 2 days.
That's right.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Is it your first time in Philly?
No.
Been oh, okay.
There many times. I lived there for a couple months before, and I love that town.
Mm.
It's a cool town. It's a less expensive town.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And very, very fun. people that are from Philly, I feel like, say less good things about it. At least the ones that I know.
That's how they show their love.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a tough love. Yeah. And then where are you off to after that on your tour?
Then I'm in West Virginia for two nights. Two afternoons, actually. They're day shows in Thomas, West Virginia at the Purple Fiddle, which I've heard really amazing things about. Mm. Many people have told me it's kind of an institution. So it'll be nice to break ground there. And mm-hmm. then I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah,
fun.
On the 25th. And then I wrap it off all up in Washington, D.C., my home-ish city.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great.
I love that. And when's that last D.C. show?
That's on the 28th. That show's already sold out.
Wow. But don't come. Don't come.
The day after that show, I'm doing a vinyl listening party.
Ooh.
At my favorite record store in the city, Birdland Records. So that's on the 29th. I'm also doing a vinyl listening, like, gathering, meet and greet in Philly the day after the show on the 20th in the afternoon. So that information's all on my website. If anybody is interested or knows people that would be interested in this music and what I do, it's just my name, eliwaltz.com/shows. And that's where you can find all of these shows.
Perfect. Yeah. I love a well-crafted website. And I do have to say, I love the layout of yours.
Thank you.
It's very nice. It's user-friendly. It's beautiful.
Work in progress.
Oh, of course.
But I'm glad it's so far, it's come together now.
Of course. Well, I wish you well on the rest of your tour. And I'm glad that you got to stop by New York City. And you better come down to Kentucky sometime soon.
I really, really would love to. Ohio and Kentucky are high on my list. Yeah. I also, like, I ran this cocktail bar. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge bourbon fan.
Oh, yeah.
I like whiskey.
We've got all the bourbon you want.
Yeah. I mean, the Midwest is just a powerhouse. I mean, LDI, the rye producer, owns like 80% of all the rye
mm-hmm.
that rye whiskey is made with in the U.S. I love all spirits.
Well, it's Eli Waltz. I'm fiddling around. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
Yeah, totally. Anytime, come back. And
thank you.
We'll close it out with a couple more tunes.
Yeah. This next song is an original. This song is about kind of being a young person in my early 20s. And in my case, and I guess in many other people's cases, it was marked by insecurity and trying to impress people. And just, it was a time of great fun and foolishness. And that was the inspiration for this song. So it's called Howl. It's on all the streaming and listening places. You're welcome to look me up and listen and hopefully become a fan, and I'll see you at a show sometime. So here it is. When I was young, I shook my fist, and I'd earned myself my first dishonest kiss. But to this day, I'm unconvinced. Oh, crazy, crazy for calling my name. When I was young, I couldn't say no. I'd people please, but people come and go. And I'd howl at the moon just to be heard. I'd howl as a fool, and a fool was all I knew. But a friend of the devil and a godly sin on my back, and the thrill of the truth she spins. Oh, crazy, crazy for calling my name. Thank you. I'd howl at the moon so that I could be heard. And I'd act the fool just to be seen as absurd. But when faced with the music, couldn't breathe a word. Oh, crazy. Crazy for calling my name. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Again, my name is Eli Waltz. Thank you, Kalista, for having me, and specifically this channel, this program, Fiddlin' Around. Thanks for having me. This last song is called The Enemy, and I guess before I talk about it, just some places where you can find me. If you like this music, you can just listen to the music. That's a great way to support by finding me on Spotify, YouTube Music, Tidal, wherever you stream your music. You can also follow me on social media, Eli Waltz Music on Instagram and TikTok, YouTube. And also I have a newsletter. You can find that on my website, eliwaltz.com. If anybody wants this record, I do have the vinyl. Anybody who's tuning in, they can get a discounted version. It's on my Instagram and things, my link tree. Okay, enough of housekeeping. This last song is called The Enemy, and it's kind of about the notion, the idea of an enemy, and questioning it. Sometimes there is a real enemy out there, and this can be an enemy in our personal lives. It can be an enemy in a historical sense, geopolitical sense. Very often it's not, they're actually not this evil entity. It's complicated, and sometimes they're not. There's nothing bad about who we perceive as the enemy at all, and there could be a good person, and it's in our head. So this song is either about some sort of glorious battle between good and evil, or paranoia. So you'll have to decide. It's called The Enemy. It's the last song on the EP, and the vinyl. Thanks again. I once knew the enemy, the enemy, were all around. I told them I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid, I said out loud, the enemy were all around. I I don't call a spade, a spade, a spade. They made no sound, I'm not afraid. I said out loud, the enemy were all around. I dug deep, I built my home, I built my home trenched in the ground. A spade, they made no sound, I'm not afraid. I said out loud, the enemy were all around. I found friends, they set me right, they set me right against this town. I built my home, trenched in the ground, a spade, they made no sound. I'm not afraid, I said out loud, the enemy were all around. This town I built my home, trenched in the ground, a spade, they made no sound, I'm not afraid, I said, oh, loud, the enemy were all around.
You've been listening to Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 FM The Hound, and I will see you next week. Roll on. Ow, ow, ow!